Did I do it right?
How many was that? Five?
That was about five. Four R's? That was about four R's. Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Quality Time TV. You already don't know who it is, so I'm going to let you know right now. It's DJ Deem in the building. Who else we got in here?
And in the spirit of Jesus and Mero, it's your boy Lord, a.k.a. the Dark Knight, a.k.a. Darker the Henny, the Mortar, Recoup, a.k.a. Infinite Black, a.k.a. Zach Taylor, the Heart Stealer, a.k.a. the Great Oxtale, a.k.a. the Nine Inch Bandit, the Dark Side of the Moon, Hedy Lamarr, Lamar Odom, the Master of Pheromony in the building.
And that was more. That was more AKAs than a black college.
Yo, you're stupid.
And we also got a special guest in the building this week. Yes, one of the best DJs coming out of New York City. We got DJ Rich Kid in the building from the BX, right?
Yes, of course.
Yes, sir.
Man, yeah. I'm outnumbered this week, huh?
Shoot, yeah, nigga, you always outnumber. Fuck you, mean boy. Bronx in the building, not you.
Yo, I'm like Bronxanadian, if that's even a term by association.
He said Bronxanadian.
Bronxanadian. But yo, welcome to the show, man. Thank you for coming on. Really appreciate you for coming on Quality Time, man.
Thank you for inviting me. I don't know if y'all can see me. I'm having some technical difficulties. Oh, there I go. I'm back. Thank you for having me, you know. I've been a fan of the show. I've been watching it, keeping up, you know.
Appreciate it.
Medium last week, right?
Yes, Mike Medium. No, we had Mike Nasty last week. And, yeah.
Too many mics. The week before we had Mike Medium.
Too many mics, man. Too had DJs mics. 3 weeks in a row, too. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. But we're going to hop into these topics because we only got an hour. Instagram likes to cut us off, and we got a lot to talk about today. We got a lot. First thing we're going to get into, man, we're going to talk about Joey Badass. I've seen a couple posts, a couple things that came up recently. People weren't really giving Joey a lot of credit. And we started talking about it at Quality Time. And we were like, yo, is Joey Badass the next best rapper next to Kendrick right now? But before we get into the topic, we got a little clip that we're going to play for y'all just to refresh y'all memories, just so y'all can see this real quick.
If y'all ain't know who Joseph Budman is.
Let's go ahead and we're going to play that real quick for y'all.
L.A. Leakers.
Right.
Just Incredible Sour Milk.
That's right.
Woo. Brooklyn is here, man.
That's right.
Brooklyn Badass.
Is here, man.
All-American Badass is on the way.
That's right.
Joey Badass hit the L.A. Leakers and said he's got some things to get off his chest tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to check right in.
All-American Badass, man, April 7th.
Yeah.
Sir.
Right? April 7th, 2017. That's in like 3 weeks, man. I'm about to blast off with him. Blast off.
Hey.
Blast off.
Okay.
Hey. Oh, it's that.
This beat is so hard, bro.
What we doing, man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get it.
Okay, finally got a piece of the profit. Wine and cheese and the seat by the cockpit. I ain't me for your bitch to be watching. I ain't me, she kept eyeing me. Every day we just making deep profits. Money long, I'm going to need some deep pockets. Hands is to the ceiling when I'm in the building. How you make a living? Lady never chilling, mine is on a million things I gotta do. Ladies want me with them, no time for chilling, no time for you.
Okay.
I've been on a different type of time. I never like the rest, a different type of grind. I'm on South Beach, like Tony Montana. Woo! Feeling like the whole world is mine and I sit back, let your mind run. No man knows when this time gonna come. Every action, think about the outcome, cause I never outrun no bullet from a gun. Don't ask Malcolm, ask how come. Ask any real nigga really about some. When you in the field, nigga, don't play dumb. Better keep your eyes peeled in the rear view. You know a couple niggas in the field will kill you. Run up in your hands in the wheel and ear you out. Never give a fuck, never hear you out. News clip popping up about your weird bounce. You don't really want the war, so don't go there. Got my middle fingers up in my underwear. When I'm fucking the world on some G shit. With the waviest flow, make you seasick. Hope you can swim in the rhythm of the little rain. G down, now I'm telling them to get a friend. White girls only love me from my linen. Kiss me, you're loving my brown skin. I got the soul of a black king. It takes control when I'm rapping. Let that bitch know like I'm acting. That's all that happened.
Wow.
It's not a game, rappers.
Yeah.
Real MCs, true bars coming
Blast
up to the Liftoff show.
Last off.
Talk to him, man.
Last off.
That's right.
We gotta do it like Blast this, like this, like
kay.
This.
Lift off. Lift off.
Lift off.
Yeah,
I'm about to lift off.
I like that.
Mar, you ready?
Yo. We back. Yes. Well, how y'all feel? I know y'all heard the boss. This man right here was just flaming, B. And honestly and truly, I don't even like the whole comparing him to Kendrick just because I'd rather see them work together.
But in terms
not compare, because it's definitely not a comparison right now. My argument was that he's the next best to Kendrick.
Kendrick. All right. Yeah. Well, as far as lyric, I'm not even going to say lyrically, because then niggas would be like, but MF Doom and all, you feel what I'm saying? But like, as far as his flow was and how he pieced the story together, yeah, I would say. And he got kind of an erratic flow where he'll go all over the place, but it still sound good and still makes sense. You feel me? And Kendrick do that shit a lot. He changed his voice up and shit like that. Like, yeah, Joey's a nice comparison or a nice person to pass the torch on to. I would say, like, I agree with that. But I mean, then you gotta say, is he on caliber with like Cole? You feel what I'm saying? Because if you're gonna say he's the next Kendrick, then he gotta be fucking with Cole. And do y'all feel like lyrically, who do y'all feel is better lyrically, him or Cole? Joey or Cole?
J. Cole, hands down.
Oh, hands down?
Oh, wow.
Hands down, though?
What's your take on it, Rich Kid? What's your take on this?
I think Joey Badass is a good MC. He's a young kid that has like a good like nostalgic feel to him. But to put him on the same level as Kendrick or J. Cole, I don't agree with that. I don't think he's at that caliber of where you could not even compare him, but like put him in the same group. He's a dope MC, but like you got people like JID, Fire. Mm-hmm. I think he's better than Joey.
What?
Wow. You think JID? Hold on in the chat. Because King Africa got something to say. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in, by the way. Red Moochan, King Africa, Matt, Kit Carter, Brick Wolfpack, thank you all for tuning in. First, King Africa Matt says, Brooklyn is here. Then he says, Joey is better than Kendrick already. Let's argue.
Wow. Yeah. We can argue that all day, because there's no chance that Kendrick is not better than Joey Badass. I don't know what world you live in. I do know.
Oh, shit. All right. We got to break it down, though. If we're going to go that, we got to actually go through the tiers and actually say what we're judging them by. Just go through the rest of the stuff in the chat. Red Moon Chan says, you can hear a story, which is saying a lot in this day and age, but Kendrick all day. Shy says, Cole. Red Moon Chan says, J. Cole, no doubt. King African Max says, Joey better than Cole, bar-wise. Cole is a good storyteller and relatable as fuck, but bar-wise, Joey got it.
I'm not even going to hold you. I agree with that.
Verse on London, though? J. Cole's verse on London is killing everything out right now.
But how consistent is Cole with punchlines and actually having bars compared to his storytelling?
He's been on a lot of features now. Mm-hmm. Like he's like, he realizes people getting tired of the storytelling. So now he's like, all right.
I like the storytelling. I think the storytelling's dope.
People been complaining. So now he's like doing a lot of features. And I think the London was definitely like a coming out for him, where he's like, yo, I still got bars. I can still say crazy stuff. I think he said, he said something about how much money he makes per word in the song.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
To me, honestly and truly, I feel like Joey will more say his bars. He's lyrical in an abstract way. You feel what I'm saying? J. Cole will be more like direct to the point with it, but it's still some fire shit. You feel me? Like his wordplay is still fire. So I feel like as far as the complexity of the rhyme, the complexity of the bar, Joey got it over J. Cole. I'm not gonna hold you. No. J. Cole got some complex bars too, but really listen to Joe. Like that was one of his biggest critiques when he first dropped. Like he was saying shit that nobody could understand type shit. Yeah, it was crazy. You feel what I'm saying? It was going over people's heads, but what he was saying was crazy, much less like Capital Steez. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like both of them are nice as hell. I don't really think you could say one is better than the other, but they got different styles. Like they got totally different styles to me.
I'm gonna say that Joey got better punchlines, man. Like he got the bars. J. Cole, I hate to say this, but J. Cole doesn't have that many lines where I have to stop the song and bring it back from the top. When I heard Joey said, the kid ain't been the same since Biggie smacked me at my christening, bruh. Right. Mine. Mm. Blown. Like, how do you take a bar from almost 10-15 years ago, resurface it, but still make it your own and flip a story that Biggie did like that? Mm-hmm. I thought that was beautiful. Like I haven't had that with Cole. I haven't had that. I'm sorry.
Middle Child.
What bar?
Now you're gonna make me think of it.
But think about it. In the chat, we got Red Moon Chan says, how Kendrick tells a story with violence is different in a good way than Joey. King African Max says, the London was good, but Joey do that on every song and freestyle. You must not remember survival tactics. And that was early Joey. That was early Joey.
1999. Nah, honestly and truly, bro.
I think his camera froze. I think he's frozen.
Yeah, I'm
We got you frozen. You smiling though, man. You look like a great profile picture right now. We should screenshot that, and you can use that for something. Quick. Yeah, we could do that. We're gonna be right back, guys. We're gonna get this all fixed real quick. Yeah, so we were talking a little bit about old Joey, new Joey, and J. Cole, and we got three people in this category right now. We're talking about Joey, Kendrick, and Cole, right?
Don't try and act like you don't know his name.
I'm a Cole fan. I'm a J. Cole fan. Let's not get it twisted. I'm a Cole fan, but I'm gonna agree with what King African Mac was saying when he said, like, J. Cole is a storyteller. Like, we look at all his albums. He makes great projects. He does phenomenal projects. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to spitting and putting them head to head, I'm going to put Joey on top next to Kendrick.
I don't know, man. Yo. I don't know. I can't. For some reason, I just can't.
But what are you qualifying them as? Like, what are you looking at? Are you looking at the bars? Are you looking at delivery? Looking at story, projects, them as an artist overall?
I'm looking at overall artists. And then bars-wise still, I think J. Cole really has really good, like, punchlines and bars. Even though he's telling stories, I feel like he's still, like, dope. I think if you want to compare two people or put two people next to each other, I feel like you could put Cordae and Joey Badass together.
Ah, that's actually a good comparison. I'm gonna keep it a buck. YB and Cordae kind of reminds me of Joey too, now that you said that. But it's kind of crazy that, I don't know, I feel like Joey deserves more respect. You feel me? Than to even have to lower him to be compared to, like, one of the younger niggas. Like, I feel like he is in league with the Titans. You feel me? And he's been around. He's been writing hits for mad people. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's not like he just been in the shadows not doing anything. That boy got platinum records without rapping a bar. You feel me? So, like, nah. Joey up there, bro. It's just we don't see him in that light because he never got that level of celebrity. That's just like with Jay-Z and Nas, you feel what I'm saying? Shout out to Nas the Great. But, like, that's just like with Jay-Z and Nas. Like, Nas is a great storyteller and shit like that. He got balls and shit is abstract, but he's never going to get that same level of acclaim because he didn't go that route. You feel me? And Joey took a while to realize he it was good to have his core following, but he had to go commercial eventually, and he did that with what Devastated. You feel me?
Yeah, Devastated.
Niggas was mad when he dropped.
They were devastated when he dropped it.
Nigga, for real though. But, like, I fucked with the song, but I realized it was him stepping out of his comfort zone, I guess. And all the East Coast niggas did that. They about to drop a tape. Matter of fact, we was talking about it one of the last episodes. So, like, I see it. I see it as he deserves that respect. I see it as he deserves to be up there, bro. I'm not gonna hold you. Like, in the chat, Africa said Joey's style is more aggressive than Cole and Kendrick. Kendrick more expressive though through art. Through strictly hard rap lyrics and bars and punchlines, Joey all the way, and he snap on literally everything. Joey's so nice, niggas could use an old freestyle and not make any noise in 2019 and still be compared to them. He said, not even Schoolboy Q or J.I.D. got that. And then he said, Cordae? YB and Cordae is actually nice, bro. You can't see. He's the nicest YBN nigga.
Nah, you can't even. Nah, because that's not saying a lot. He's been hyped for the night.
Oh my God. He's got a different style from the rest of them, though. He's got a different. He's got his own style. But
damn, nigga, say you.
But I mean, going back to something you said was, you know, Joey on his come up, he didn't really have much. I'm gonna say support. He was getting hated from the old heads and the younger heads. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. I heard an old head call him. He said that he sounded like imitation crab meat, and wow. That's what they call Joey. And then wow. The younger kids is like, yo, what is this? What is this? So I think he fought his way to the top. But why is it that now he's still – why do you guys feel like he's still fighting for that spot to become the number one rapper? Why can't he hit that mainstream level? What do you guys think it is?
I think it's because he hasn't had any, like, commercial success.
Right.
Like, nothing
– He need a pop.
Yeah, pop, he hasn't pop. Made anything. Like, Devastator was probably his biggest, like, mainstream hit. I'm trying to think of he had another one. I can't remember it. But
I don't really know.
Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about.
In the club. It was a good one.
Oh, hold on. This is going to kill me. I'm going to tell you right now.
I think it's Badman. I think. I don't know. Whatever. But I feel like I was in the studio with Joey Badass when he was working on the record with Megan Wright. And I think he's a dope. Like I said, he's dope, but like mm-hmm. I just can't compare him to like Kendrick and J. Cole. That's like I just can't. I feel like overall, maybe lyrics and he has better bars or whatever, but like overall I can't. Like he just doesn't match up to those guys.
But what is it? What do you think that is? Like what does he need?
I think he needs a hit that's gonna take off like on radio or just in general, like something that's relatable to people. Cause like even if you watch him, did you ever watch him on Wildin' Out before?
No, I didn't see that.
So he did his freestyle on Wildin' Out and they had to take the mic from him because he was just going off, like just putting words together. Like he was on lyrical like craziness. So it's like that's cool and all, but like not that you have to dumb down your music for people, but like if you want to reach a mainstream audience, like you do kinda have to dumb down your music a little bit and make something that's appealing to everybody and then maybe put out your like masterpiece. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying that he's focused too much on the aspect of being the lyrical spiritual guy instead of the mainstream, I'm a boom and have these hits.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
Especially now, 5, 10 infinity times. I fuck with Joey, son. Joey put you on a different level depending on what your mood is.
But, so, yeah. In the chat, King African Max says he's nice, but that's not saying shit. Oh, he's talking about Cordae. He says Joey's definitely on some Nas shit. He probably doesn't want that after losing. Oh, he was talking about mainstream. He's saying he probably doesn't want that after losing his mans. It was over. And he says, so basically you're saying Joey ain't as polished as Kendrick or Cole. Shout out to Komiesa. Thank you for tuning in.
I don't even know if it's as polished because polished in the sense of commercial success, yeah. But I don't think maybe he didn't even have the right team around him for that because at the end of the day, he surrounded himself with the Beast Coast niggas at first and none of them really was interested in commercial success. So, like, I'm sure their managers, their whole team was just focused on, yo, let's stick to our core following, let's be as successful as possible in this. And then once he switched it up, it was kind of like too late. He didn't even have the spotlight on him like that once he did switch it up, like as much as far as how he did when he first dropped it. Everybody was like, yo, who's this kid? Oh my God. But I'm not gonna lie, he's gonna be remembered to me. I'll say to me, he's going to be remembered as one of the best artists of our time. You feel what I'm saying? So he's like Charles Barkley. You feel what I'm saying? He didn't get the ring, but he's still legendary. You feel me? So I don't got a problem with that. I'm sure he don't.
Shaq and Ernie.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
he didn't get the ring, but he's still there.
So to wrap this up, in your top 5 rappers that are current right now, is Joey in any of y'all's?
Top 5 current right now?
Yeah. Rappers, not artists. Rappers.
See, my shit weird, though. I'm going to say niggas like fucking Currency, Nipsey. Like, you feel me? I'm going to say niggas that's outside of the box. So Joey might be up there. You feel me?
You smoke a lot?
I smoke.
You tell.
Yo.
Respect.
That's interesting too, because that kind of goes into our next topic, man. Let's go ahead and pull that up real quick. So, in our next topic, we were talking about what will music be in 10 years? Not what will it sound like, but what will it be? Because there's a chance it might not even have a sound. It might be an experience. For example, let's pull up this little we got this on Business Insider, where this billionaire dude came up with this, and he said that he believes that we won't listen to music in a decade. Instead, we'll be listening to custom-made songs, equivalent that are built around our mood. These tracks could be created using AI technology. Some consumers are...
That is true, like with the AI based stuff where you can just like create your own kind of like music to fit your mood. I feel like that's kind of whack because it takes out the creativity of people that can kind of like dictate your mood. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you put a song on, you could be sad and you can listen to a song and somebody that somebody else created, and like it could switch up your whole mood. Like, I think it's whack if you could just be like, All right, Siri, play some shit that's gonna make me happy. And it just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it takes out the whole, like, human connection and feeling in the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's, hopefully that doesn't happen. I hope, like, we can still continue to create music where, like, kind of the creator's emotions can invoke some type of emotion in somebody else. And, like, you know, just... I just want it to be like a personal connection. All this AI stuff is getting a little crazy.
Hey, artificial too deep. Artificial lives matter too, man.
don't let them hear you.
Facts. My robot, bro.
Facts. King African Mac. So we're talking this billionaire venture capitalist dude was like, "Yo, in 10 years." We're no longer going to be listening to music. We're just going to be picking out moods. Like, it's going to be artificial intelligence making our music for us. Shout out to Rhonda Rocks. Thank you for tuning in. And he says, but people do that now with Siri and Alexa, where they say, hey, yeah, play something to make me happy.
I'm going to keep it a buck. Like, it's an inevitability in my head.
Ooh, okay. Oh, snap. Okay. That is, oh, that's wow. My Alexa.
That's not
Alexa,
some creepy stop. Shit. That's not some creepy shit. Yo, nah. My bad. Oh, my God. Robot overlords. I apologize. Richkin didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. He loves it.
Yo.
Nah, nigga, being dead ass scared. Yo, but like, to me, it's an inevitability. Honestly, because people got lazy in my opinion. Like, think about it, back when you was in like sixth grade, you used to make playlists for everything. Like, if you wanted a girl, you made her a playlist. On
oh, hell yeah. Something. I still feel what that. I'm saying. What you like, talking about?
I still but you feel what I'm saying? Like, we used to do that shit, and then once the whole streaming shit came into play, they had to find a way to monetize it. So they revolutionized playlists, and now you got curators all over the place doing what we used to do for free. You feel me? And now we're paying for it. So it honestly, the next step is artificial intelligence, because what better way? That shit know us better than we know ourselves, which is fucking scary. But at the end of the day, maybe it might be a great thing. Maybe it might be able to keep you. Well, then again, I don't know. I don't like the idea of something really like controlling my mood or like predicting how I'm gonna react to a certain thing. I don't like the idea of too much invasion of my privacy. You feel me? Like, you're right with the artificial intelligence shit going a little bit too far. We need it some places, but as far as making a playlist, like, stop being lazy, my nigga. Like,
we're talking about beyond the playlist. We're talking about the song.
Make a whole custom
track. Yeah, I mean, well, true. If it's a song, still, that's kind of creepy to me. Like, for a robot to be making a song that it knows will affect my mood a certain way, like, nah, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'd rather
you don't think it would be dope? Like, you walk in the crib after having a bad day, and all of a sudden you hear "Bad Day" where you need it the most.
But how does it know that I had a bad day? Why is it scanning? What part of me is it scanning to know that I had a bad day? My brain?
Your text messages. You was arguing with somebody. You walk in your crib and all you hear is "Nuck if you buck." Like, come on, so that's kind of dope.
Man, see, that's different. But like what you said was like it would create a custom track.
Oh yeah,
to your mood.
Yeah,
like that's cool. If I walk in my crib and I got like theme song music, like that's fine. Be making custom songs according to my mood, like just creating like, you know, like just random ass tracks that you think is gonna make me feel good. Like, nah.
But what if you were an artist and every time you come home, you got a fresh beat to get crazy on? Your house held it down while you was at work. You feel what I'm saying? Now your house is your engineer. Like,
in the chat, King African Max says, I mean, we do that with producers. We tell producers, send me the beat that go make people happy or sad. It's gonna create it without lyrics, I believe, just the rhythm. Mm.
Yeah, but then I'm not gonna have a job because I like making beats. So
yeah, and that's my question. My next question too. Like, what happens to the DJs? Because technically, that's our job as well. Like, we're supposed to create a mood. We're supposed to create a vibe. And if we got AI doing that, like, imagine you go to the club and you see a robot behind the turntables getting busy. Like that. Like, what do we do? Like, where's our job after that?
Unplug it. Unplug that shit.
Man,
yo, if I see a robot behind the tank, nigga, I'm walking out
getting busy,
getting crazy busy. Though, spinning behind his back and shit. Like,
yo, imagine they create like this super robot that is the best DJs in the world. It took all their consciousnesses and just put it into some AI and created this super crazy DJ. Like,
nigga said, they made a Thanos DJ.
Yo, dead ass. Nah, dog. Nah,
you gotta spill water on that shit. For real. Take it out.
Nah, I'm pouring Four Loko on him, man. Not just water.
Awesome port. Jesus.
King African Max says DJs move into throwing parties, but we can't throw parties anymore because the AI is gonna be doing it. Like,
thanks.
I
guess you can throw like AI-less parties. Like, you can promote AI-less. It like, yo, real DJ, like actual person.
I mean, that's kind of like saying, oh, I'm bringing vinyls to the party now. Like, wouldn't it be like that? Because nobody cares. Nobody cares if you're spending on vinyl or if you're spending on a laptop.
People care. If you knew like Jazzy Jeff was coming to do just a vinyl set, people would go to that.
We'd be interested in seeing that. I would want to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
But your average consumer going to be like, he's spending on what? What does that mean?
Facts. Yo, kids nowadays probably don't know what vinyl is. Keep it 1,000.
They don't even know what CDs are. It's crazy.
Facts.
You're right. So, I mean, it could end up in that same way. King African Max says, if I see a robot whining, I'm dubbing it. Don't matter if it's a girl, because I know it's going to be a boy.
Because I know it ain't going to be a boy.
He's a fool for that.
Yo, bro. There's actually a video of a fucking robot getting crazy, bro, in the Caribbean. Wow. If I find that shit, I'm going to say
it. I think I know which one. It was like you that big, dumb looking.
And the nigga was moving crazy, though. I'm like, nah, you see? They're going to take our bitches now. Women. Oh, my God. I didn't say that. You too. You. Me too. Me too.
The Bronx came out of him real fast.
Me too.
So with this, what ends up happening to the artist, though? Like, what? And could this also be transferred into other forms of art, like painting, movies? What do you guys think about that? What happens to all of that?
I think that makes everything too perfect. Like, I think the cool part about, like, a real person creating something is that it will probably never be like perfect. Like, there's some flaw to it. Like you said, like with art, like of course you can get a robot to probably paint like Mona Lisa over again perfectly, but like who wants to see that? You want to see some type of flaw so you know, like, damn, someone like really put in work and time and effort into this, you know? Like, nobody wants to see anything that's too perfect. Like, what?
That's crazy. You know, I always thought like, what could be the arguments against automation of like majority of things in life? And that's definitely a good one, because flaws make us human. You feel me? You take those away, you take humanity away. So respect. And nobody, you're right. Nobody wants something that's too fucking perfect. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Which is, it's kind of Ed, but it makes sense at the same time.
You get skeptical of stuff that's too perfect, you know?
Right.
Start using anxiety.
Fact. Damn, but does that speak about us as a society? Like, why can't shit be good? You feel me? Why does something have to go wrong?
It could be good, but
not perfect.
Not perfect.
Nah, respect.
Yeah, I mean, like, the argument goes is beauty is in the flaws. You know, that's what people are looking for. When we hear, I mean, you look at auto-tune. Like, we did that by accident, where we decided to auto-tune everything. Mm-hmm. I don't think AI can make mistakes. A lot of stuff that does end up happening is mistakes that people were like, oh wow, I didn't know that could happen, and then it turned into a whole thing. Look at scratching.
Check West, nigga.
Oh fuck. That was an accident.
I think he meant the record. I was like, oh, he just took a shot.
Nah. Yo, what happened to Check West, by the way? I've been wondering, like, where's
he? He fell off.
How you gonna come? He didn't fall off yet. He still got like 6 months.
Nah, bro. He dropped an album. He dropped singles.
He dropped the after album?
The album and singles? Yeah.
The album was not it. I don't know what it did, but it wasn't it.
Sheesh. Well, I guess it was that one song. That song was a miracle, literally. The power cut out, cut back in. Like, wow. Did he get paid off it at least? Like,
I hope so.
I think that was an old original track. He was good on that.
We need to get Check West on the show. He got to tell us.
Yo, somebody hit up Check West. Tell him to come on.
You got to tell a story, yo, in the chat. Africa said he seen the robot shit. He posted on his page. He was bodying it. And he said, I think it's going to evolve the art. Without technology, we wouldn't go from Tupac to Young Thug, from Nas to Future. The capability of pumping out beats with an auto-tune did that. AI will fail, too. And then he said Check West laying low because of Justin Sky. He still signed to Travis. What happened? What happened to Check and Justin Sky? Justin Sky's a girl?
Justin.
Oh, he put Justin.
Yeah.
Apparently, Check West is a female abuser.
Abuser?
Yeah.
Apparently. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Alleged. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Yo, what is good with niggas and hitting girls? I don't get it.
I don't know. It happened.
Yo, AI wouldn't do that.
AI would. AI is my killer, nigga, not just hitter. You're right.
But,
Manthi, thank AI's you for tuning in.
He gonna start correcting people, and then he gonna start hitting people.
The funny thing in majority of the movies, they be like, they created something to make the perfect world, and then it realized we're too flawed to be in the world, so it's killing all the humans. You feel me? Like, so you can't trust it all the way, or you gotta put some safeguards or something. That shit's gonna be weird.
Another thing too, when it comes to this music stuff and having AI doing it, is a lot of music comes from experience. Like, something I've always say is the best songs, the classic songs, always say the things that we didn't know how to put into words. So, you know, how is that going to happen? Like, at that point, we have to almost give the AI consciousness and all of that stuff so it can create those songs for those moods. You need
2045, the singularity. Look out for it.
I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I want to know what music will be, because I don't think it's going to be an audio experience anymore. My belief is that in 10 years, 10, 15, 20 years from now, we're no longer just going to be listening to music. It's going to be some sort of experience. Maybe it's in your crib. When the song turns on, your crib turns into the song or something like that.
Maybe it's like AR. Acid trip. Maybe it's like AR or VR experience.
Yeah.
You go into a world and the whole world reacts to the music. But they got that shit now, I think.
Like Astro World on crack. Like something like that.
I don't want to go to no damn Astro World. Like, what?
That sounds not fun.
I think that would be imagine being able to experience certain albums in a physical form. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, still Illmatic,
go to the show.
It's different.
Go to the show.
But we're talking about a physical experience of, hey, of
go
of
to the show.
Go to the show. Bye.
Yo, nah, that's crazy.
Michael Jackson's Bad Album. Oh man, that would be dope.
Say the hologram.
So King African Max says there's a video of a robot saying they wish they could destroy the world. Oh wow. But he said, but the NPC machine was the AI for the live bands. That's a good point. He said you could feel the music now. This is a gamer. There's a this gamer vest that allows you to feel the music literally. He said I'm copying it. So I think that was wasn't that Timberland's or something like that backpack that like the vibrate sub-pack. The sub pack. Yeah.
It lets you feel the music through your body type shit.
It's like a subwoofer on your back.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Nigga, Radio Raheem shit. Like fuck out of here.
Like, shout out to DJ C Pop in the building. Yo, C Pop, we talking about right now. What will music be in 10 years? What do you think? Since you are DJ, argument that we brought up is if AI takes over and creates music for everybody, will DJ still have a job? We still have somewhere to work.
I'm gonna have to become curators.
I think that's what it's
curator.
I think that
I mean they're getting chicken now, ain't they? Like from Spotify needs well maybe not.
You do get paid. You do get paid. I feel like we would have to build our own bots, man. We'd probably be bot battling or something, man.
Bot battling.
Imagine bot battling. Turn into Beyblades out of nowhere.
For music.
Yo, battling AI versus they probably that's when they'd team up and be like, fuck these niggas. Just take shit over. Oh man.
Nah, I think that would be dope, man. Like we put our talents into this bot and like our mind, because I know you had those experiences too. When you in the spot, you kill your set, but then you get in your car and you like, damn, yo, I should have played this song. I should have played this song. I should have played that. I mean, yeah. I think it would be good to have some sort of AI that will help kind of guide you and say, hey man, maybe, you know, don't forget this. This is what you've done in your past or something like that. And the same thing for artists too. Is it really cheating? Is it really cheating or is it your conscious?
It's up here.
It's up here. It's not like the sync button. It's more of a friendly reminder of what you are capable of. It's like going with Super Saiyan.
Yo, you never seen Tron, have you? The movie.
Yeah.
nigga, I don't think you want another consciousness duplicating yourself, bro.
It's like the Iron Man suit, bro. Like Iron Man suit for DJs. C Papa says country will be popping in 10 years.
Shit, I hope country. So. I hope it goes back. Like, I hope 10 years from now, music goes like completely backwards and it's like the OJs, like, are popping again or something like that.
Imagine?
Like, yeah, like, you know, like, that would have been like Taylor Swift and shit with cowboy boots. That's what I hope happens.
Yo, nah, that would be dope.
Yo, you just see one of the dudes in the group. I've got sunshine.
The slide out. With the
Oh man.
Country popping in 10 years. Africa say y'all gonna have to own the venues too. YouTube recommendations is cheating.
That's a perfect example of what I was saying. Is your YouTube recommendations cheating then? Because is Spotify and Tidal recommending songs to DJs cheating too?
Yeah. Y'all lazy. Stop being lazy.
But it's not lazy if they're saying, hey, we think you would like this. We think you would like this song.
I don't know. I feel like that's different. Like, you're if you're home listening, like, your job is to know the songs that you're supposed to play. And, like, even YouTube doesn't get it right, where it's like, it could go from, like, Beyonce, like, put a ring on it, and it'll go to, like, Kanye, Jesus Walks. Like, that's not going to go together in a party. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be able to use your knowledge as a DJ to be able to put records together that you know are going to keep a certain vibe or a certain mood in a party. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I feel like AI can't do that. Like, you can put in what mood you want it to be, but that doesn't mean that's going to be the mood for everybody or majority or wherever you at. You know what I'm
Word.
Saying?
Like, until they figure that out.
Switch up. Hopefully.
What if niggas create like a band assumption that measures your heart rate assumption while you in the party, and that's the AI, cool. You feel, but yo, you never know. Like, we laughing about it, but it's kind of scary because this shit is really going to replace a lot of people. Like, if you think about it.
You're right. My take on it, though, from what you were saying, is there's still a human element to DJing that can never be replaced. And it's the reason why no matter how cheap DJ equipment gets and the sync button, how advanced that gets, there's an element to DJing where it's you connecting with a group of people that you have never met in your life. Exactly. And you have to be able to feel the mood, feel the literally the vibrations in the spot to be able. It's almost like you black out at one point and it's like you're one with everybody. I don't know if AI could do that in the way a physical DJ can. Mm-hmm. And it goes to your point, too, with what you're saying with YouTube recommendations is you also got to think about tone. You got to think about BPM. Mm-hmm. You got to think about just even the type of song, like is this appropriate for right now? Because there's certain songs that might fit, but it might not be appropriate. Like you're not gonna play a breakup song at a baby shower.
Yeah.
But it might feel like the right mood. Mm-hmm. So you go ahead and you play it and everybody's looking at you like this is not appropriate, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
What we got going on in the chat, C Poppy says, my question is, will live music with actual instruments ever come back? King African Max says, nah, YouTube be getting it right when you play reggae vibes, though, or Young Thug. Okay, what's up, CC? Thank you for tuning in. King African Max says, the DJ could play a song and no one playing it. They got that now, Lord. Oh, and no one feeling it. Oh, he's saying that a DJ could play a song and no one feeling it. But let's answer C Pop's question. He says, will live music with actual instruments ever come back? What's y'all take on that?
I think so.
I hope so.
I feel like there's a big movement in like world music right now, and world music is becoming more popular. So I feel like with that, it's gonna bring back a lot of like instrumentation and production, and that there's certain sounds that a computer can't produce that a live person playing like an instrument from like India or something, you know what I'm saying? Like could do. So I feel like it is kind of going in that direction right now. You know, even with like Afro beats and stuff, like there's certain like drums and stuff that like can't be reproduced by a computer. Like it has to be like live, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree. And King African Max says, I think it's going to come back with AI instruments. that's actually something I was going to say. I think if we're going to do live instruments, I feel like instruments need to be reinvented. Mm-hmm. We've heard them all. And we've become accustomed to it. Some point where you hear a guitar, you know what a guitar sound like, you know what a piano mm-hmm. sounds like. But
have we heard them all though? Because what if there's some indigenous tribe that got some
that's what I'm saying?
Flugin Hergen, nigga. That's some what shit niggas but, never heard of.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's gonna be new forms of instruments. At the end of the day, there's only a specific group of every single type of instruments. You got your strings, you got your percussions, you got your woodwinds, brass, and all of that. But eventually mm-hmm. we could turn those and create new instruments or instruments we've never heard before, like you said.
How you
a flugin.
No, like your flugin magger.
flugin
how you gonna reinvent the guitar? Like what could you make a guitar better? Like it's like, you know how they say you don't want to reinvent the wheel? Like mm-hmm. how you gonna like reinvent a guitar? Like
they've done it. You got the ukulele, got a banjo, you got your electric guitar.
Those are just parts of guitars. I'm talking about that's like the family. That's like
all right, you got a lute. Is a lute that type of string instrument? I believe L-U-T-E. I'm just
talking. A flute, the
a lute. No, a lute, L-U-T-E. We gonna fact check. Fuck it.
He just created an instrument right now. I'll make it.
Bass guitar. C Pop says, agree, especially with Afrobeats. He agrees with you. King Afro Max says, false. See, a computer can't. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
A lute is a fucking. See, y'all niggas.
I thought you meant flute, like shoo, 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 shoo.
Like shoo, shoo, shoo.
I thought you meant.
What was that? Nigga said shoo, shoo, shoo.
Right? That wasn't even like a flute sound.
Not at all. Yo,
man. King Africa Max says false. A computer can produce basically any style a human cannot. So wait, will AI create? AI has created its own language. Will they create its own genre?
You know what? How about this? What happens if there's no damn power for the freaking AI? Then what? Then what do we do? When there's no fucking power.
They got solar batteries.
So. It's gonna run off of it's gonna run off a Gatorade or something. But let's hop over in this next topic. We're running out of time. I didn't even peep. Let's go ahead. We're gonna hop into it. Mario, you wanna get into this one?
Let me see. Should we just hop? God. I'm sorry we had to take a darker turn, people. But you know, quality time, we gotta talk about the real shit. So we were thinking about the last topic, and I forgot what I was watching, probably some bullshit on Netflix, but I was thinking, is it possible to have good cops within a bad society? And when I say society, I don't mean like the neighborhood they're in is bad, or I mean like this the fraternity of those cops, or like that precinct or whatever, where like your precinct is fucked up. Because let's keep it a buck, you could have a good, if you want to say neighborhoods, you could have a good neighborhood and cops still doing wild shit. Like maybe they robbing drug dealers and taking their money and keeping their drugs and shit and stuff like that. You feel me? But you living in suburbia, but it's a white kid. So instead of beating his ass, killing him or locking him up, you just took his shit. Now you smoking his weed on your break and shit. You feel what I'm saying? So like, I'm wondering, could there be good cops around a bunch of bad cops, or does that make sense? You feel what I'm saying? So I found a clip. Well, actually, our boy Rome, he found a couple clips, and I'll piece them together. We want to show you them real quick so you could get an idea of what I'm talking about. Because there's this guy, I don't know what city he's from. At this point, I don't even want to know. But his ass, you would think he's a great person. He's a good cop. He's trying to reach out to the community, be a good member. But then shit takes a turn for the worse. So let's just jump into that real quick. It's a little bit long, so tune in.
Go like this. Please don't do your toe like this. Yeah. Slide like this. Go like this. Please don't do your toe like this. Yeah. Slide like this. Go like this. Please don't do your toe like this. Yeah.
Listen. Hey, yo. People keep counting us out. They want us to fall. They want us to slip. They want us to fail. They want us to quit. Let them keep talking. Don't listen to it. There's snakes in the grass, so please don't get bit. Be careful of who you surround yourself with. J. Cole said it best, so please don't forget. The real ones keep dying. The fake ones are lit. They want us divided. I pray that we grow. Use our minds, not our weapons. Expand what we know. There's blood on the streets. There's blood on our clothes. Sometimes it's like violence is all that we know. They say you should hate me because I'm the boy. They say you should hate me because I am black. The king said it best. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love could do that, so let's just do that. We're sisters and brothers, instead of this killing, let's love one another and build a foundation.
How, is that what you say about us? One of them? One of us? One of them? One of them?
Come on, dear, just stay over here, so don't give nobody reason to be hurt. And I'm just wondering what's going on. They in the house, and they getting...
Come on, daughter, get back over here.
Get over here.
Get back over there. Junie, get off my son! Junie, get off! Get away from my grandbaby! Get away from my grandbaby! Look what you're doing to my grandbaby! Look! Look at this! Look! 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 Get off my son! Get off my son! Look! Look! Get off my son! Look at him! Look at him! Move back with my grandkids. They
Mason.
Get off my son.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that was crazy.
That was kind of cringeworthy. How she yelling and she's still on the phone? Yo, see, Papa, you're a dick. Fact. I always wonder that. Like,
Nah, that's nothing new. It's 2019, bro.
Right, but I guess you gotta record it. You feel me? So stupid as it might sound, like if she wasn't recording it, we wouldn't have known this happened. You feel me? But you can see, the dude, I think his name on the gram is like, oh no, it's the Popo or whatever, and he's actually like really beloved by his community. You feel me? As you've seen in the videos, he's with like the youth from the neighborhood. Like, he's not standoffish. He's trying to show them like he's a human being too. But then when he gets around the other officers in a situation that might be a little bit crazy. You can't really tell. It's not too much perspective what's going on. It's just like a mother must have been getting locked up or questioned by the cops, or they were searching her house. Her mom must have been screaming, and then like the daughter walked up with her two kids to go like say something or to go in the house to find out what they were doing, and the cops stepped in front of her like, yo, back up. So her brother ran up on the cop and was like, yo, don't touch my sister or something like that. And then the dude that we saw dancing and rapping, who we thought was cool, walks up to him and he says something. The guy says something back and then he just decks him, you feel me? And then they all jump on top of him, they arrest him, throw him in handcuffs. And it's like, y'all take motherfucking mass murderers and serial killers into the precinct in handcuffs. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't see not one of them. I ain't see the Dylan Roof nigga that shot up the church. I didn't see none of these niggas come out with a black eye, no gun butt in their face, nothing. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But this man that was trying to defend his sister with her two small children, that's a nigga that y'all pile on. That's a nigga y'all jump on. And I'm tired of the excuse. Like, there's no fucking excuse, my nigga. Like, what? We just threatening because we got melanin. You feel what I'm saying? We just look like a little harder than y'all, or y'all scared or something. Like, what is the issue? Like, why is it that when you see a black person, it's automatically like, yo, nah, he's a threat? Like, I wonder if there'll ever be an answer to this shit. Like, to me, oh shit, he said he's mulatto. Wow, so what, he's black and white? Wow, that's crazy. But I mean, he's still white, man. And then that goes further into my point of like, could there be good cops in a bad society? Because he only acted out in that manner once his other officers were around that were white, you feel me? Like, before that, he's dancing and shit in videos. And I was wondering why he sounded like that, because he did sound like he had a little flavor in him when he was freestyling, you feel me? Like, but
he had some seasoning.
Word, he had a little seasoning.
He got some Lawry's.
Some Lawry's, real shit. But that's, it's still crazy, though, because, like, he knows how to handle the community. He's clearly like close to it, so why would he use such heavy-handed tactics in a situation? It's almost like he was doing it for clout, you feel me? As the youth would say, he was doing it for clout, you feel me? Because like, there's no other reason for you to box the man down like that. You could have easily told him, yo, just back up, bro, you know it's me, you feel me?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, sometimes it's the situation, you get excited in it and you want to
but he wasn't even, come on, bro, he wasn't even in the ulti- the
one not, the not that I mean like him. It's just like being in the environment, you got all the excitement going on around you, and like you said, in that situation with the cops. But
what are they afraid of?
In the chat real quick, in the chat, so King African Max says, I mean, she could get off and call the cops. And King African Max says, it's definitely good cops, just not under the order of anyone. That was the same cop. Noteworthy says that, yes, you can. Red Moon Chan says, some Goya Sazon. King African Max says, yeah, he thumped that nigga. Sun Dreads was trying to run away. Rich K, what's your take on the situation, man? How you feel?
I definitely think you could be a good cop in a bad society. Like, I don't tell a lot of people this, but I wanted to be a cop before I was a DJ. And I went
respect.
I went through like the whole process of doing it. But I watched how becoming a cop changes you as a person. You're no longer that person you were before you became a police officer. No matter what, I have tons of friends that are cops, and no matter what, you're never the same. What they teach you in there is stuff that is used to protect you, like to save your life. Because obviously, we all know cops do get killed. You know, like, it's not nothing that's not, you know, not known. So, and they carry that mentality with them everywhere they go. And you could be a good person, and as soon as you're around like those people that are like your brothers or whatever, your everything changes. It's like even in high school, like we went to high school together, like you know how Mount was, like you ride for your peoples, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, dogs, we used to have race wars, boy, like black versus Hispanic people. Like throwing niggas down staircases, bro. Like real shit. Like we really swinging these niggas. Like you know, we playing and we love each other. Like it's a brotherhood, but we really, like,
you my man. I'm about to throw you off this building,
bro. I mean, like people's elbows down staircases, like mad, bro. We was
it was crazy, nuts.
Yo, it was crazy. Like,
you know, like it happens. Like when you get around, it happens to everybody. When you get around certain people, you know, you act a certain way. And,
facts.
And with cops, a lot of the times, like, first of all, I don't think he should have approached the cop anyway. Like, regardless, like, that's right. That's one thing I don't think people should do is approach cops on, like, a hostile type manner. That's first of all. That's how you avoid problems. Like, there's a time and a place for it. Like, I understand emotions get into it. Because even, like, when cops come up to me and stop me, like, I'll give them an attitude or whatever sometimes. If they're being a dick.
Yeah,
like, if you're being a dick, I'm going to be a dick right back to you. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, your job is to be respectful no matter what the situation is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's to do your job in a respectful way. And even if you have to be physical with somebody, it doesn't mean that you're out here trying to, like, hurt somebody. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, kill somebody. It's you're doing your job. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So I feel like sometimes they lose sight of that sometimes. Like, they don't look at certain people as humans anymore. It's more of like, you're just like this thing. You know
your
what I'm
work.
Saying?
Your work.
Your work. That's how, that's exactly what it is. Like,
that's
work.
Crazy.
And then they go home to wherever they live and go about their life. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like there should be more, I don't even want to say like sensitivity training, but like something where it's like, I think what I really think is they should hire cops from the communities that they live in.
But I think he was.
Nah, I've heard from cops. Community. I've heard from cops that they don't want to work in their communities. I have heard that from people
I've
I know that are cops.
That. I've heard that cops don't get assigned. Like, I heard they don't assign rookies to their neighborhood, which doesn't. Why the fuck? Why does that make sense? It's like you're trying to foster negativity. You feel me? You bring a nigga from Marcinia or some shit. Staten Island to the Bronx. Like, what are you doing, blood? First and foremost, he voted for Trump. Like, what are you doing? You feel me? What are you really doing right now?
Like, they don't know. Like, I feel like my whole thing, like, I always wanted to become a cop. I always said, like, I'll be cool with whoever's on the block. Like, that would be my, like, I want to know each person personally and where I'm working at. You know what I'm saying? You want to build a relationship with the people you work with because you got to see them every day.
I think that goes to that question, though, of would you rather be feared or respected? Because if you loan everybody, then it's respected. But if people are, which is what it is now, if you're fair, you're scared of them, you're going to do what they say because now, unfortunately, the fear is, shit, I might die.
I think you got to be a mix, bro, if you're in a position of authority. Because then you look at a nigga like Nipsey, you feel me? Like, people respected the fuck out of him, but whoever that was didn't fear him enough to not go do that. You feel me? Like, he didn't fear the repercussions because Nipsey was accepting and, like, open and shit. You feel me? So I feel like it got to be a level of mystery to you. Like, you
can't
be too much of an open book. When it comes to the cops, like...
Oh, we just got cut off. I was about to wrap it up, but
We're still on YouTube. Honestly, my tips to survive the cops, don't approach them on some aggressive shit. If they do pull up on you, just answer their questions, get it over with, get out of there as fast as possible and with your life. You feel me? Go see your kids, go see your wife, whoever. But take the L. Even if you feel like you pussy, whatever, you got the biggest ego on earth, take the L. It's not worth it.
Nah, I don't say always don't take the L, but go about it the right way. Find out their badge number, find out where they work at. And complain
clandestine. Don't ask them for their badge number. They might shoot your ass just for that.
Like, sure. Come over here. I'll give it to you.
Come to this alley real quick. Pew, pew, pew.
And record everything. My advice to everybody is record everything.
Yeah,
like record it.
They have cameras now too. Because I got pulled. I don't even know if you count it being pulled over, but I was in front of my crib. I blew a stoplight trying to get home, and I parked in front of my crib, and I was already parked, so they came behind me while I was in my car while it was parked. But then when they came up to me, it was like, I just need to let you know that everything is being recorded right now, and they showed me the camera before they even, like, started asking me anything.
That's cool. Still record for yourself.
That's cool.
Yo, still record for yourself. I want to go on Instagram Live. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just go on Instagram Live so y'all can see everything that's happening so there's actually witnesses. That's what I would do.
Yo, I'm IG thinking Live. About, like, because even recording shit don't matter now. Like, they'll still be like, it's not conclusive. We don't the angles don't, like, sure, my nigga, you just choked this nigga out. It was AI. It's a deep fake.
Word. But let's go ahead and wrap this up. Yo, Rich Kid, just let everybody know where they can find you out on the social. If you got any events coming up, make sure you drop it all, man.
So it's at DJ Rich Kid. That's at DJ RICHKIDD on everything. I got new songs I'm going to be dropping in July this weekend. You got to check my Instagram from where I'm at because I don't remember. yo, it's been hectic. It's been hectic. It's been a hectic month. It's been busy. Yeah, that's it. You know, follow me on Instagram.
Dope. You gotta send those tracks over, man, when you release
them. Facts. I got
yes, you. Yes. You know, it's always support, bro.
So that's it. Another episode of Quality Time TV. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Make sure tomorrow night y'all tune in for the Hip Hop Rookie of the Year at 9:15
with the Geyser Taylor L Jazz, the voice of a generation. What he say, the host with the most boasts?
Yes.
Nah, respect L Jazz. Nah, but tune 100. In tomorrow. It's your boy Lord Salma, aka I'm not gonna do that again, but yeah, tune in. DJ Dean.
Special guest.
What say your name one more time for the people.
It's DJ Rich Kid. You already know. The Bronx Bully. I'm here.
The Bronx is in the building, nigga. Uptown.
I'm leaving.
We out of here.
All right.